The goal of this demo is to demonstrate that besides temperature and humidity values, IoT devices can send data that can be analyzed by APIs, like the Microsoft Cognitive Services API. You'll have the audience point their smartphone browser to a web page, have them enter a sentence, send that sentence to the cloud to be analyzed by a text analysis API, and display the results in Power BI. For this demo, there's no need to open the solution into Visual Studio or look at the code. Everything will be displayed inside the browser. So make sure that in a first step that you're logged in the Azure portal, that in the a second tab that you're logged in powerbi.com, that you've launched the demo website in a third tab. And if you want, you may also point your browser to the Microsoft Cognitive Services website to display the various APIs available. But that's optional. The first thing you need to do is change the Stream Analytics query. So head to the portal. I'll click on Resource Groups and select the resource group where your services are located. And then select the Stream Analytics job. Now you can only edit a query while the job is stopped. So if it's running, you cannot edit the query. So Stream Analytics job needs to be stopped. So let's click here on query and delete what you have by pressing delete on the keyboard, and I'll paste this new query. Now, it's a little bit different than what we had before. It's somewhat simpler. So we're selecting all the fields from the same input that we add in the first demo. But here, the where clause is a little bit different. The where clause checks for comments that are not empty. And we're outputting or sending the results to our new output that you created before the demo. So output comments Power BI in my case here. So there's no tumbling window. Data will be sent to Power BI as soon as it is processed. So let me save this. Yep. So let me dismiss this and let's start the job. And job output start time now. Now that will take a couple of minutes. So you can go to the tab where the web application is running. And you can explain that or ask the audience to point their smartphone browser to the website. So you give the URL here and ask them to click on the Demo 2 button here. So go to Demo 2. We have two pieces of information that are displayed in the page. The first one is the device ID, which is the device unique identifier. So each time you refresh that page, a new device will be created into IoT Hub. So the device ID consists of the word device plus a incremental number and a GUID to make sure, super sure, that it's unique. The device key is unique also for each device, and it allow a device to send a message to IoT Hub. Now, ask the audience to enter some text, some positive, some negative. You can ask them to what are they feeling about the favorite local team to win the championship or the cup or something like that, or the elections. I don't know. I can try something. We will win the cup. Click on analyze text. It'll take a couple of seconds for the whole process to kick in. There we go. We will win the cup. Detected language, English. Language score is 1, meaning 100% sure that this is English. 0 would be not sure at all. And the sentiment also, 1 would be totally sure that it's positive, and 0 would be negative. So in this case, this is very, very positive. I can try something else. We will lose the cup, and I'm not happy about that. Let's try this. So English has been detected, and sentiment is negative. So the first one, it was 0.9 something. Now it's 0.39. You can now head to the Power BI website by clicking here on the tab. And you should see a new data set. So that's the output, the new output that you created in Stream Analytics. So here's our new data set, comments data set. So what we'll do is build a new graph. So we'll select this the line chart visualization, and we'll select two fields, the event process UTC time as our axis here, and for our values we'll select the sentiment value here, right? And what we'll do, we'll select the average. There we go. Now what I can do is pin this visual to a dashboard. It'll first ask for me to save the report. Average sentiment. Right, and I can create a new dashboard. Sentiment API. So here's my new dashboard. Here's the value. So I've only sent a couple of calls to the API and a couple of messages to IoT Hub. Now it's a good time to ask the audience to add new text. I don't know. I'm happy. And what you'll see, you should see pretty fast, is that the average going up, going down, depending on what the audience is typing. The Text Analysis API supports multiple languages. So let's try to add a new graph that will display the number of message for each language, let's say. So let's go back to our comments data set here. This time we'll select a bar chart, stacked bar chart. And we'll use the language field here. And what we'll do in the value, let me just track that. And count of language, perfect. That's exactly what we want. Now let's save that language. Whoops, count. And let's pin that to our Sentiment API dashboard. Okay, let's go back to our dashboard here, Sentiment API. So we only have one language. So let's go back here. Je vais taper, je suis heureux. I'm happy in French. There we go. Yeah, it detected the French here. And let's go, whoops, let's go here. There we go, French. We will win the cup and I'm happy. So it's French and it's didn't do a good job here, but anyways, let's go back here to Power BI. So I have three here. Un cerveza. Cerveza? Oh no, is that right? Oh, Catalan. Okay. I thought I was typing Spanish, but anyway, you see Catalan here. So I'm pretty sure you'll have fun with the audience, having them typing some fun things here in different languages. And that would conclude this demo.